After bouncing from its year-to-date lows, Bitcoin has nudged into negative territory over the past 5 days, but still sitting above 37,000. This as some states consider accepting cryptocurrency for tax payments. To help break down the recent price action in major coins, plus the regulatory landscape, Dominic Dantes, CoinDesk market analyst, joins us now. Dominic, great to have you here with us today. Help us first and foremost try to figure out if we are going to be range bound in this particular $37,000, $38,000 range, or if you think that we're due for a breakout, given that we struck that $33,000 level last week.
Definitely in a range for now. You know, volatility has been very, very low. Trading volumes have also been very low. And I know we're heading into the Lunar New Year, so that's taken away some trading activity out of the norm. And, you know, we're consolidating here for a while. Indicators on the technical side have reached the most oversold that they've gotten since March of 2020, very similar to equities. So what we're seeing now is a relief rally or a bounce. I mean, that bounce has stalled over the past 24 hours. So it looks like buyers are still on the sidelines. There's still some uncertainty regarding the future price direction. There's not a lot of signals out there, although greed or fear has gotten very extreme. So what you really see right now, you're waiting for like a short squeeze of sorts. If price rises unexpectedly, short positions might be forced to liquidate, and that could cause a price jump. However, there's a lot of resistance on the chart, and longer term momentum indicators are still pointing negative. So upside could be limited around the 40 to 45K resistance level, which gives you a little bit of room for a bounce. February tends to be seasonally strong, but overall, over long term, the trend has definitely weakened.
Dominic, this is Emily here. One of the things that you pointed out as well is that some altcoins are starting to outperform, including Ethereum and Solana. I'm wondering, is the rise of some of these tokens coming at the expense of Bitcoin? And in other words, is there competition and sort of this flow that we're seeing between Bitcoin investors who might otherwise have gone to Bitcoin now going to altcoins instead?
A little bit of that. You know, Bitcoin tends to be seen as a safe haven within the crypto world. So when times of risk off, traders tend to flock towards Bitcoin and abandon some of the altcoins, which are more beta or higher risky or more riskier in the crypto space. So you are seeing some of that. And then another indicator that we look at is the Bitcoin dominance ratio. It's just a measure of Bitcoin's total market cap relative to the total crypto market cap. And that's kind of hovering back around the 2018 lows. So it kind of shows some opportunities for altcoins to outperform in the short term. But over the longer term, you know, if you see that Bitcoin dominance ratio pick up from those lows, that can definitely be a sign of a fair in terms of flows back towards a safe haven, that being Bitcoin. So we're watching that very closely.
In terms of acceptance in cryptocurrency, it sounds like some Western states are going to be moving forward with plans to accept crypto for taxes. This, of course, not the first time that we've heard about this. Ohio, one of those first case instances where this had really been discussed and moved forward for businesses, at least. So why, again, would a state government accept in this case, a volatile cryptocurrency in the way that we've been discussing Bitcoin and some of the other altcoins here?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to ask the state legislators. You know, they're responding to their voters and lobbyists and figuring out what can, you know, spur activity. You have to ask why in terms of, do we need it? Efficiency of payments via taxes can be done in other electronic forms. I don't necessarily think you need a cryptocurrency for that. And you just got to ask yourself, you know, what are the circumstances around that at state by state level? In terms of the grander sense, I know that there's been a lot of lobbying work regarding recognizing crypto as a legal tender on a state level, which gets into a big, tricky scenario when it comes to legislation and the law behind that. States cannot issue legal tender or recognize it. That's the power of the Congress. So there's some constitutional barriers around that states will have to figure out. It's definitely not a game changer. It's something I think that has to do with lobbying efforts, and the states are probably trying to respond to that. And in terms of efficiency, there's multiple other mechanisms that you can use. So I don't necessarily think that breaks any barriers within the crypto world yet.
I'm also wondering, do you think we're getting to a point where we're seeing diminishing returns and how much of a bump we actually see in the prices of Bitcoin whenever we get that incremental headline of adoption? Like, for example, Brad was just asking about some Western states considering taking digital currencies for taxes. Of course, there have been more companies that are now accepting Bitcoin as forms of payments, and we aren't necessarily seeing that same meteoric rise in Bitcoin prices in response to some of this news.
Yeah, the market hasn't reacted at all to that, I don't think. The biggest one was El Salvador last year. And you know that there was a lot of rumors about that heading into June, which was around the bottom of the crypto kind of sell-off that we had last year. And that kind of saved Bitcoin a little bit around July into October when they officially recognized it. And then you kind of saw the sell-off right after that. So it's kind of like buy the news and or buy the rumor, sell the fact situation. And this one on a state-by-state level, we haven't seen any significant market reaction to that. But overall, crypto is very volatile. It doesn't compete with the US dollar. It is something more of a speculative asset in its early stage. And there has been some efforts to try to legitimize it into the traditional world. And those efforts have since stalled. So right now it's a purely market driven, purely sentiment driven asset class. And I think the markets are following that accordingly.
Dominic Dantes, who is the CoinDesk market analyst, joining us here today. Dominic, appreciate the time, the insights, and the breakdown on all of these moving parts, especially around the cryptocurrency landscape.